Good afternoon and welcome to the programme. This is a green team. It's a little bit early. We've skipped half an hour, but that's fine. Each week we take a look at various different eco news stories and initiatives and welcome your comments and your good green ideas. You can join the show by texting in on 4001. Now, just before I introduce my next guests who are here in the studio, I want to also talk to you a little bit about our giveaway today. It is a fantastic offer, in fact, to go and attend the Treasures of the World's Culture Exhibition, and it's going to be finishing next Tuesday, so you have to go this weekend. So if you're free this weekend and you'd like a little bit of culture and to get out of Dubai over to Abu Dhabi, then this could be for you. We've got lunch vouchers for two people and also a tour, a guided tour of this fantastic exhibition. Now, the exhibition, as I said, is called Treasures of the World's Cultures Exhibition. It's at the Manarat Al Sadiat on Sadiat Island. It features over 250 treasures from all around the world, dating back 2 million years. It addresses universal themes such as leadership, heritage, faith, and they'll also be found in the Zayed National Museum in the Sadiat Cultural District. It's part, it's a collaboration actually with the British Museum, and it is really wonderful. I've heard so many great things about this exhibition. Now, if you're interested, you'd like to head down to Abu Dhabi, enjoy the exhibition, and also have lunch, I just would like to know, what does Manarat Al Sadiat literally mean? Manarat Al Sadiat, what does it literally mean? Text in on 4001. Please do put your name on there as well, and I will pick a winner at the end of the programme. Well, going back now to the Green Team, it's a pleasure to welcome to the studio my next guest, Mr. Klaus Artmann, who is the General Manager of the Jumeirah Creekside Hotel. A very warm welcome to you.
Thank you. Great
to
be here.
Welcome to the show. And also a warm welcome to Yasmin Abouama, who's the Arts and Culture Programme Manager. Yasmin, welcome. Good to see you.
Thank you. Good to see you.
Now, this is really exciting. As I said, I think the holiday season is pretty much upon us. Many people are, going away. But I think I just spoke to a friend recently and they've decided to have a bit of a staycation. And there are so many wonderful hotels to do so. Now, if you are green-minded and you want to find out what's happening as far as what the hotels are doing in the region, and particularly, of course, in Dubai, about their eco and green policies, then the Creekside could be just for you. I'm going to get Klaus to guide us through, first of all, the hotel, which has just opened, hasn't it? When did you actually open?
Well, we had our soft opening exactly a week ago, right. So 1st of July.
Okay.
Well, a little bit more than a week.
And was it smooth and soft?
No.
Not hard and bumpy at all.
There's tweaking to be done, obviously.
Of course, yeah.
But we're over that now, and we're all very excited. We from Jumeirah and our ownership, the Royal Duty Free, we're all very, very excited. It's a beautiful hotel and completely different to anything else in Dubai. Mm. And that really, really makes us even more exciting.
Where is it exactly? It's Creekside, isn't it?
Yeah, you probably know the aviation club.
Yes, yeah.
It's directly next to it. Actually, happening, the aviation club and the hotel are one called Jumeirah Creekside Hotel.
I see.
So we have in the back garden, we have Irish Village, beautiful mm-hmm. greenery. And I'm more excited about the fact how we drive the art and lifestyle concept of this hotel. It is not the gold and marble what you're used to in the hotels. It's completely contemporary. It's steel and concrete, contemporary art all over. Of course, we also pay attention to our social responsibility. And it's just really so different to anything else in Dubai.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You made me excited to go and see it already. Of course, you've got the usual spa, the whole range of restaurants. Have you got any signature restaurants
We have now a signature restaurant called Blue Flame. Mm-hmm. It's our grill house. It's actually specialized on the prime of land and sea. Beautiful space. And also, it has actually inside the restaurant, it has a cooking school.
Oh.
So you can just do it every night. We have the cooking school running.
Okay.
Very exciting space. We have Nomad coming up in 4 weeks. Beautiful space. It's like four outlets in one. And you travel like a nomad from one to the next to the next. Oh. So it's an Asian restaurant.
Right.
It has as well a wine bar, a deli, a swim-up pool bar. And it's all very Miami. It's all fire pits and very lifestyle and trendy in service approach and also in design. And And I think the important thing for us is as well, we want to be approachable, so the prices are not too much. So it's a great place for you to just hang out, have fun, enjoy people, and have good food and drinks.
I think it's interesting the location. Of course, it's sort of moving away, of course, from the main sort of stay of hotels on the beach, the Jumeirah hotels, and it's going more towards the airport. Is that going to be your main clientele? Do you think sort of more transit passengers or people?
We love everybody.
Of course, yeah. Everybody is welcome.
We love everybody. But I think in general, if you look at the situation, what's happening on Sheikh Zayed Road, there are more and more hotels coming up.
Yeah, true. Mm.
Which you don't have in Dara. Mm-hmm. And Dara is, at the end of the day, that is the original part of Dubai. Mm. And if you look at the businesses expanding in Dubai, well, the airport is number one. You know, we are not an airport hotel. I mean, no. We are close to the airport. But I think there's so many associated businesses with the airport, and we hope we can all be partners of them.
Mm. Well, I think it's really exciting, and I look forward to having a look at it. But really what we want to talk about this afternoon is the eco policies, which was I was very happy to hear about. Because hotels don't have a great reputation when it comes to energy usage and consumption. But as I understand, you've actually put a number of policies in place in this new hotel, which are eco-friendly. Mm. Do you want to talk me through some of those, please?
Yeah, of course. I mean, obviously, we had the opportunity, because it's a brand new build, to do certain things differently. Yeah. And ownership and management companies. So Jumeirah and Dubai Duty Free, they're very, very keen on doing the right thing. First of all, I mean, I'll just give you the major bullet points of what we do. We have grey water recovery. So basically what that means is if you shower, and that's only shower and so not the toilet, that's a shower.
Okay.
The water we filter inside the hotel and actually push it back into the toilet flushing system.
Ah.
Or we can, on the switch on switching the system around, we can also put then the water in our irrigation system.
Okay.
So we recycle the water basically wherever we can.
Wow.
The second thing what we do is we have intelligent room controls.
Yeah.
So if there's no movement in the room, the temperature goes up slightly, so the air conditioner has to work hard, not as hard.
Not as hard. Mm.
And what we also do is we have motion detectors down the corridors and inside the guest rooms, so that it only triggers the light really in the moment you
when
move.
When you need them.
And
yeah.
When you need them.
Right.
And we already see a big impact on that. It makes a difference. Small things together all make a big difference.
Definitely. And I think what's interesting, I mean, you know, the smart rooms where you put the key in the in the thing, and that's when when it comes on. But you always get even two keys, so people just leave it in there. You know? So I think that whole concept of that actually being eco-friendly is not. So I like the idea that if it's actually motion. Motion started, if that's
correct.
The right terminology.
Another very interesting thing what we do is we do a little bit of composting ourselves.
Oh.
So from the main restaurants we compost.
Okay.
We do recycling within the hotel. So on every floor we have recycling bins, you know, color coded, and we also get it picked up color coded. So we are quite keen on that.
So you've obviously done I would imagine, quite a lot of training for your staff to
get them out of the rhythm.
Well, yeah, yeah.
Out of the bad habit. No, but definitely we did. And it's about creating awareness, really.
Mm.
What we also did is when the hotel was built, there were solar panels put on the roofs. So all our hot water in the hotel is actually coming from solar energy.
And so is it just the hot water, so it's not powering any of the electricity or anything else?
No, but hot water is big, because otherwise you do have power, you do have gas impact, so it does make a big difference.
Mm. Have you done the maths on the sort of input versus the kind of output, the long-term sort of commitment for this? Because, I mean, that is probably one of the main reasons why a lot of particular businesses don't really feel like they can invest, because it's not necessarily cheaper if you're thinking short term. Long term, yes.
Yeah.
So I presume you've obviously done the figures on
and that's
on
exactly
that.
The result. It's a long term approach. Mm. It's about, you know, paying attention to the environment. It's about doing the right thing. And financially, I think as well, it will pay out nicely. I mean, we will see now over the next few months to come, and when we compare with other hotels, how does it really compare in a turned on status? But obviously, we are hopeful that it does make a difference.
Yeah. Mm. Now, as you said, you mentioned you've also got some recycling and a garden. Was that right? Did I read that correctly? Where you possibly have a farmer's market, that's actually, and a herb garden.
No, what we actually do in the Nomad restaurant, which is coming soon, we have actually an outdoor dining terrace.
Yeah.
And it's actually the herb and vegetable garden of the chef. And you can book a table there, and you can actually have then dinners in the urban vegetable garden of the chef, yeah.
Okay, and he's growing his own vegetables?
Yeah, there? I mean, certain things grow here and certain things don't, yeah, but sure. Whatever we can grow here, we do, and certain plants we probably do not grow over the summer period, but over the winter period.
Yeah.
But a lot of herbs actually are doing very well, even in summer.
Mm. Yeah. So they're, it's actually up and running already, is it?
Yeah, we have some planted, yeah.
Yeah, and the Bokashi girls, I think, are over there. The Bokashi ladies, I should say, they're coming on next week. In fact, they have their fantastic recycling of waste, which is a great way to sort of fertilize then the gardens as well, using natural wastage.
Yeah.
That's all going to be part of that.
Yes, of course.
In the kitchens.
Correct.
Right.
Correct.
I suppose, as you said, it's still perhaps too early to really know the cost savings or the economic advantages of being environmentally friendly. But is this something that you're going to be watching quite keenly?
We are, but we also want to see the, of course, because of financial application, but we also want to see what really difference does it make. And I have to say now, with the team we recruited, and we have an absolute fantastic team of colleagues in the hotel, and they're all young and fashionable and trendy, and I was very surprised how many are actually already engaged when it comes to that subject. So the educational value is actually higher and more important to us. But again, we were surprised how many people were already aware of it. So the awareness was already there.
And is the Creekside then sort of taking the lead then in eco policies? In terms of, you know, sort of in relation to the other Jumeirah hotels?
Well, the other Jumeirah hotels were, of course, built years and years and years ago. So they are very, or we as Jumeirah, we are very in tune with what our responsibilities are towards the environment. And so we are working very hard to all get our properties where they should be.
Okay, but I would imagine it's, well, I don't know, actually. I would ask you, is it more difficult then to retrofit than the existing hotels?
Yeah. Of course, right. It's a complete different setup and problem.
But is this something that you're going to be using perhaps the Creekside as a template or a pilot to see how it does work and then maybe start to implement these policies in the other hotels?
Yeah, I think it depends. If we get a little bit of track record on our books and we see after a year or two what is really the impact, I personally can see if that financially makes sense. There are opportunities the other hotels can take, yeah.
Have you given it 2 years then or more?
We didn't really give it a time, but right. I think because we do have monthly reviews on how we're doing, how we're not doing, so I think it will come up anyway. And it's just something we need to watch, yes.
One of our listeners has texted in saying, what happens when people sleep? Does the cooling system turn off? Oh, yeah, because there's going to be no motion, of course.
Well, that's, believe it or not, we do move at night. So even a small little movement actually makes a system to go back on. And it also has a cap to it. So it only moves by 3 degrees. So if there's no movement, there's an increase of temperature by 3 degrees, but it doesn't completely stop working.
Oh, I see. Okay. All right. Okay.